Good afternoon. High pressure that's been in control of our weather across interior New York and New England will continue to slide off the eastern seaboard. An onshore flow combined with a warm front heading in our direction from the south and energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere pivoting in from the Great Lakes will all combine to produce mostly cloudy skies today across much of the region. We will have some sunny breaks, especially in the Hudson Valley east into southern New England. And in these locations, temperatures should reach into the lower 80s with mostly dry weather. Elsewhere, with more cloud cover, high temperatures will stay in the 70s to around 80. And as that energy approaches from the west, along with the warm front, we run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. As we get into the night tonight, the warm front will continue to move through and it will become muggy. The energy will slide by to the north and more of us will have a few showers and thunderstorms during the overnight hours. Temperatures will stay in the upper 60s to around 70 for overnight lows. With the warm front situated well to the north on Labor Day, it looks like we'll have a hot and humid one. We do run the risk at a few isolated thunderstorms, but the bigger story will be the temperatures as they surge well into the 80s and even near 90 in some spots with high humidity, making it feel even hotter to round out the unofficial summer season. As we get into the midweek period, more heat and humidity as a ridge of high pressure builds in from the south in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. Hazy, hot, and humid on Tuesday. A weak front will head in our direction with a few scattered thunderstorms, but again, the heat and humidity, the bigger story with highs near 90 and staying in the lower 90s on Wednesday with more heat and humidity and just the isolated chance of a thunderstorm. A cold front will approach on Thursday, staying in the 80s with a better chance at scattered showers and thunderstorms. Then behind that front, temperatures in the 70s for Friday and Saturday, but we still run the risk at a few leftover showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, much of the plains and upper Mississippi Valley and the upper Great Lakes will be in an active wet pattern into the first half of the week. Strong to severe storms will likely develop today across portions of Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa, where the Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk for severe weather. In addition, these storms will be capable of producing intense rainfall rates. Over the next couple of days, a wide swath of aerial averages of 2 to 4 inches of rain is forecast, with locally higher amounts. There is a moderate risk of flash flooding across Iowa and northwest Illinois. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is monitoring disorganized showers and thunderstorms over the southeastern and central Bahamas and adjacent Atlantic waters, including the Straits of Florida, which are associated with a tropical wave interacting with an upper-level trough. This weather system is expected to move west-northwestward across the remainder of the Bahamas, southern Florida, and the Florida Keys during the next couple of days, and little, if any, development is expected during that time due to strong upper-level wind shear. However, the current unfavorable upper-level wind pattern is expected to gradually change and become more conducive for a tropical depression to form over the eastern and central Gulf of Mexico by Tuesday or Wednesday. This disturbance will spread locally heavy rain across much of the Bahamas, southern Florida, and the Keys during the next couple of days. The Hurricane Center is also issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Florence, located about 605 miles west-northwest of the southernmost Cabo Verde Islands. Florence is moving toward the west-northwest near 18 miles per hour. A westward to west-northwestward motion at a similar forward speed is expected for the next few days. Maximum sustained winds have decreased slightly to near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is forecast during the next few days. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy near 80, Boston mostly sunny, lower 80s, and partly sunny in Buffalo with scattered showers and storms and highs in the lower 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 57, the record high, 100, set in 1953, and the record low, 38, in 2017. Sunrise this morning was at 6:21 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:28 p.m., 13 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly cloudy with a few showers and storms tonight and lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Partly sunny today, highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy, a few showers and storms tonight in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers and storms tonight in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy, a few showers and storms tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible today and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers and storms tonight and lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid. A shower or storm possible, but mostly dry, lower 90s. Hazy, hot, and humid with scattered showers and storms Tuesday, near 90. Still just a risk of a shower or storm Wednesday with highs near 90 and increasing humidity. Showers and storms more likely on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-80s, and partly sunny with the chance of showers Friday and Saturday in the lower and middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.